Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we're back. Time to land the plane. It's the final segment of the Daily Tip here on a Monday. I'm Chelsea Messenger, PJ Glasser, and for Jenks today. And in mere moments, we'll give you our favorite plays of the slate, whether it's NFL, whether it's college basketball. I was just talking with PJ about Maction, and I was just saying, I feel like I haven't followed it at all this year. I understand it's not Mondays, but it's like Tuesdays or Wednesdays, I think, like after the month of October. I don't know. Like, maybe it's because my plate has been so full with, like, the NFL, and we've had so much going on with college football where it's not only handicapping the games, but also handicapping the college football playoff, that maybe it's just I have too much on my plate. And also with, like, college hoops creeping in as well. Let me ask you, like, what's the most degenerate football game you think you've watched this year?
It's a good question. Probably Missouri State and Marshall, I want to say. All the way back early
on
in the season. Well, I bet USC against Missouri State in week one. They were laying like 36.5. It was Missouri State's first year in FBS football. And Denton knows this. Like, you just bet Lincoln Riley the first couple weeks in the season when he's at home playing like crappy, you know, low level teams. He just runs up the scores and they just demolish them. So I watched the game because I wanted to see USC, and I was actually impressed with Missouri State. And I'm like, this team's like not awful. Like, I kind of like them. And Marshall played Georgia in week one, so I knew they were going to be a little beat up. And Missouri State was like a 9.5-point dog, and I'm like, I think that's too many points. So I took them plus the 9.5, and I took them on the money line as well, and they actually won the game outright. So I was locked in on Missouri State, and it was a great game, and I was happy that they won outright. So that was probably my most degenerate game, Chelsea. That's how it goes. You know, you bet a game, and then you realize, like, oh, that team's not terrible, and you bet them again, and, you know, you end up spending a Saturday watching Missouri State and Marshall.
I feel like bettors never forget. It's funny how, like, if you just ask sports fans, like, what the score of a certain game is, and I feel like they don't remember, bettors remember. Like, they can tell you to a T what happened, because it just feels like if you have money on a game, like, you gonna remember if you win that game or not, and especially when it comes to bad beats. Like, you definitely don't forget those ones where you lost money and you should have won money. But I'll say, like, when it comes to college football, I don't feel like I bet on as many, like, quote-unquote degenerate games as I do in college hoops. Like, degenerate season is coming up. I don't think that they have the same team names anymore, but IUPUI versus IPFW, like, I think that's the worst game across all sports that I've ever bet on in basketball.
There was a time a couple years ago when IUPUI, when they were IUPUI because they've changed their name now, they used to be must-watch TV from an under standpoint. First half unders, full game unders. It was like the best bet in college basketball. They were a horrific offensive team. And I would just bet that in every game they play. So I'm with you. I am well versed in the IUPUI basketball universe. I've watched them many a time. But yeah, that's a pretty good one. We got Feast Week coming up here, Chelsea, in college basketball. We're going to start getting games at noon and 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So you'll get plenty of opportunities to bet on some of these degenerate and mid-major schools here coming up.
Ooh, can't wait. What is IUPUI now? Like, do you know what they changed their name to? Like, it's sad because I like saying IUPUI.
I do. Let me look at it. I actually can't remember right now off the top of my head. It's Indiana University. It's IU Indy is what it is now. IU Indy instead of IUPUI. Yeah, I know.
And I always remember IPFW is the Mastodons. Like, what a mascot. IPFW. But yeah, those days are coming. Just look towards the bottom of KenPom, and that's usually where you'll find those teams. It's like, you always wonder, there's how many, like, how many teams are actually in college basketball? Just look at those offensive rankings and you'll find out. It's usually like 362 or something, which is like comically bad.
It is. Mississippi Valley State is like always the worst team in the country. So they're always towards the bottom too.
Gotta love college hoops. It's KenPom season, baby.
Yes,
all right. Well, it's also NFL season. We've got a couple of bets, and we'll see who we have the most faith in today.
Time to place your bets.
All right. Best bet for me is going to be in Monday Night Football. Big matchup between the Cowboys and the Raiders. If you're talking about points, because the total in this one is 50. So I think I'm going to look at this game from a props perspective, and I'm going to look at the offense that feels more trustworthy to me. Because you look at Dallas, and of course, they're underachieving this year. But still, they're scoring the third most points per game of any team in the NFL. So I still think it is matchup proof, and it's not like the Raiders' defense scares me. And here's the thing. You get a pretty good number on George Pickens tonight. So 64.5 receiving yards. I'm going to hit the over for -114 just because George Pickens has been putting up CeeDee Lamb type numbers, but you get his prop almost like 20 yards shorter than what you have to pay on CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb's 89.5. So the game logs for George Pickens are as follows: 79, 78, 82, 168, and 57. And even if you look at those last few games, like, the targets have been there, because usually you think of George Pickens.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As long as reception guy, he hasn't even had those in the past couple of games, and he's still gone well over his receiving mark. So if you pepper in like one long reception of like 40 yards, which I think he is fully capable of doing, I think he goes way over this mark. So I think Dak Prescott has a good matchup tonight, and especially when some of the eyes and attention have to go to CeeDee Lamb, I think George Pickens breaks off one of those big receptions, and I think he has a good day when it comes to stats. So let's go over 64.5 receiving yards for George Pickens tonight of the Dallas Cowboys. All right, PJ, what's your best bet?
I'm just going with the side in the game, Chelsea. I'll take the Raiders plus 3.5 against Dallas. Both teams are coming off a bye. For me, though, it's about the number, getting 3.5, and it's just this Dallas defense on the road laying 3.5 points. You know, like, they're not Cincinnati bad, but they're not too far off. They're the worst against opposing wide receivers. They're bottom three against opposing running backs. Like, they don't stop anything. So Geno Smith and the Raiders have really struggled this season, but I think this is a game where maybe they can get Genty going a little bit, have some success with Brock Bowers. And look, Dallas is maybe a look-ahead spot. They got the Eagles at home next week. So, you know, they'll have an eye on that game. They got the Chiefs upcoming on Thanksgiving. So they got some massive games coming up against the last two teams that played for the Super Bowl. And all that's in between coming off their bye week is a trip to Vegas against the bad Raiders team. So I think Vegas can keep this close. I think it can keep within the number. But it's really, for me, about this Dallas defense on the road. I do not trust them to cover the 3.5. So I think the Raiders keep it close. I think they could win the game. So I'll take Vegas, my best bet, plus 3.5.
It also feels like Dallas has been overvalued this year. Like, we talk about them underperforming, but like, the market has still been kind of wrong on them. You look at their last four games as favorites, and they've lost three of those four outright. So I just think it's one of those things where you look at this game from the start and you say, okay, is Dallas a trustworthy favorite? And the answer is no. Like, if there's ever a spot for Geno Smith to maybe have a good game, which I know has not been the norm this year, it's against this Dallas offense or defense, excuse me, because we've seen Russell Wilson have a great game against this Dallas defense. So maybe it's the case for another oldie but goodie quarterback in Geno Smith. All right, so I don't think we have any other bets. PJ, do you have any leans? Maybe not official plays, but things that you're kind of leaning towards?
I'm going to take a futures position on the Bears to miss the playoffs at minus 105. Ah. I think that's a great price. You know, they're 7-3 right now. They're leading the division, but their schedule gets a lot tougher, and they still have to play Green Bay twice. They still have to go on the road and play Philly. Still have to go on the road and play San Francisco. They still have to play Detroit. And then the other two games they get are home against Pittsburgh this week and home against Cleveland as well. Cleveland defense is very good, and you know, Caleb Williams is the kind of quarterback. I've seen Tomlin and the Steelers so many times just win those kind of games and just force three or four turnovers and find a way with that voodoo magic to get a win. So it looks like it's going to be Mason Rudolph this week potentially, but I just think that schedule, the way that it sets up for the Bears and the fact the NFC is pretty tough and they got so many teams with good records, I think the Bears, even though it's been a good start, the regression is going to hit here at some point. So minus 105 for Chicago to miss the playoffs, I think is a good bet. So yeah, I'm gonna take a position on that here after the show.
Yeah, there's one other bet that I feel like, if you look at the matchup grid and you say, okay, the Cowboys are playing tonight and their defense is giving up the most receiving yards to opposing wide receiver, we got to bet some type of receiver on the Raiders, do we not? But then you look at the Raiders receiving core, and they don't even have a true number one receiver. So, like, it sucks that the matchup is so good, and it feels like there's nobody that can take advantage of it. And maybe you say to yourself, okay, Brock Bowers, he's a tight end, but he's treated like a receiver when it comes to targets. But his number tonight is 72.5. Like, he's averaging 63 this season, and he's had some really low outputs. I understand, like, the last time he played was against the Broncos, which is a very tough defensive matchup. But 72.5, like, that's a high number for somebody like Geno Smith and this Raiders offense that I do not implicitly trust. Like, is anybody going to be shocked if Geno Smith throws for, like, 135 yards? No. So 72.5 is a big slice of that pie. So that is a big sabotage factor for me. But again, the matchup is the best matchup you could possibly think of.
It's tough, you know, to bet on the Raiders and their prop market, because you don't know. This is the kind of game where it's bad on bad. One of the worst offenses in the league versus one of the worst defenses in the league. So, you know, does somebody have an advantage? Is it just a low-scoring game? Do we get a shootout? It's tough. The Raiders are a tough team to bet on from a prop standpoint. They've been so bad just about all year. Genty's only had one game. He's rushed for over 100 yards. Bowers has been their only consistent receiving option. So it's a tough team to bet on. I like your Pickens play. I think definitely Dallas is more so the team to target props with. But Yeah, when it comes to the Raiders, I just, you know, it's one of those things that I just don't feel like anything's a good angle, you know? Like, you're trying to fade the Dallas defense, but you just don't really know with, like, what players you want to fade them with.
Yeah, like, over the weekend, I was thinking to myself, oh, the Dolphins have a great matchup on paper. The Commanders' defense has been, like, a great matchup to target for opposing offenses. And what do the Dolphins do? They score a total of 16 points, even going to overtime. So sometimes the matchup isn't everything. All right, that's going to do it for us here at the Daily Tip. Have a great Monday. Best of luck on all of your bets. We will see you bright and early tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. in the East. Have a great day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.